Good idea, sir, said the sergeant. I suggest Perks and I come with you. Everyone got that? Get to the top, neat and quiet, and no one moves until you hear my signal.
My signal, said Blouse firmly.
That's what I meant, sir. Quick and quiet. Hit them hard, but I want at least one left alive. Go. The two teams fanned out to right and left and disappeared. The sergeant gave them a minute or two's start, and then set off with unusual speed for a man of his girth, so that, for a moment, Polly and the lieutenant were left standing. Behind them, a dejected Jade watched them go. The trees thinned out on the steep slope, but not enough for much underbrush to get a hold. Polly found it easier to go on all fours, grabbing at tufts and saplings to steady herself. After a while, she caught a whiff of smoke, chemical and acrid. She was sure, too, that she could hear a faint clicking noise. A tree extended a hand and pulled her into its shadow.
"Don't you say a bleeding word," hissed Jackram. "Where's the Rupert?"
"Don't know, Sarge."
"Damn! You can't let a Rupert run around loose. There's no telling what he might take it into his little head to do, now that he's got the idea he's in charge. You're his minder. Find him!"
Polly slithered back down the slope and found Blouse steadying himself against a tree, wheezing gently.
"Ah! Perks!" he panted. "My asthma seems to be coming back!"
"I'll help you up, sir," said Polly, grabbing his hand and tugging him forward. "Could you wheeze a little quieter, sir?"
By degrees, dragging and pushing, she bundled the man up to Jackram's tree.
"Glad you could join us, sir," hissed the sergeant, face contorted into an expression of maddened affability. "If you'd care to wait here, Perks and me will crawl up the—"
"I'm coming too, sergeant,"
Blouse insisted.
Jackram hesitated. "Yes, sir," he said. "But with respect, sir, I know about skirmishing."
"Let's go, sergeant,"
said Blouse, dropping flat and beginning to drag himself forward.
"Yes, sir," muttered Jackram darkly.
Polly eased her way forward too. The grass here was shorter, rabbit-nibbled, with small bushes here and there. She concentrated on keeping the noise down and aimed for the clicking. The smell of chemical smoke grew stronger. It hung in the air around her. And as she moved forward, she saw light, little specks of it. She raised her head. There were three men a few feet away, silhouetted against the night. One of them was holding a large pipe about 5 feet long, balanced on his shoulder at one end and on a tripod at the other. That end was aimed at the distant hill. On the other end, a foot or so behind the man's head, was a big square box. Light was leaking from joints in this. From a little stovepipe chimney on the top of it, heavy smoke poured out.
"Perks, on the count of three," said Jackram on Polly's right.
"One, as you were, sergeant,"
said Blouse quietly on her left. Polly saw Jackram's big, florid face turn with an expression of astonishment.
"Sir?"
"Hold position," said Blouse.
Above them, the clicking continued. Military secrets, thought Polly. Spies. Enemies. And we're just watching. It was like seeing blood drain from an artery.
"Sir?"
hissed Jackram, rage smoking off him.
"Hold position, sergeant. That is an order," said Blouse calmly.
Jackram subsided, but only into the deceptive calm of a volcano waiting to explode. The relentless chatter of the clacks went on. It seemed to go on forever. Beside Polly, Sergeant Jackram seethed and fretted like a dog on a leash. The clicking stopped. Polly heard a distant murmur of conversation.
"Sergeant Jackram," whispered Blouse, "you may get them with all speed."
Jackram exploded out of the grass like a partridge.
"All right, my lads, up, boys and at 'em."
Polly's first thought, as she leapt up and ran, was that the distance was suddenly a lot wider than it had appeared. All three men had turned at the sound of Jackram's cry. The one with the clax tube was already dropping it and reaching for a sword, but Jackram was bearing down on him like a landslide. The man made the mistake of standing his ground. There was a brief clash of swords, and then a melee, and Sergeant Jackram was a sufficiently deadly melee all by himself. The second man flew past Polly, but she was running for the third one. He backed away from her, reaching up to his mouth, then turned to run and found himself face to face with Maledict.
"Don't let him swallow," Polly yelled.
Maledict's arm shot up and lifted the struggling man aloft by his throat.